Hello, Terrapins, and welcome back to another Terps for Life podcast. This is Director of Athletics, Chris Lavoie. This week, we're talking about our core principle of excellence, and we have a special guest with us today on the podcast, a 39-year veteran, Coach Joe Fenlon. Coach, welcome to the podcast, and let's jump right into talking about our core principle of excellence. Over your 39 years, I'm guessing you've had some, as if we think about results and outcome-based, some good teams and some that didn't do so well as far as a record goes. Can you talk to us a little bit about, I guess, your journey over the 39 years and what you have done to produce excellence and get success?
I love the word excellence, Chris. I'm glad you brought that up. To most coaches and athletes, excellence is a destination or a goal. And it's a destination or a goal that can only be achieved if you follow a certain process. And you can't skip steps along the way. And along with that, you have to have a group of men or women that are willing to trust one another and give up part of their own personal statistics, possibly, for a common goal. And that's what I love most about team sports, is no one can do it on their own. They really have to count on other people. I have been very fortunate over the years to have teams that made it to the Final Four. We've had teams that didn't even get out of the first round of districts, but every one of them had something special. It's a bond, and to me, wins and losses come and go. I know, we get caught up in winning and losing, but to me, what's really important is we create a memory for our kids, because over the long run, they're going to forget how many wins they had. They're going to forget a lot of different things, but they'll never forget how they were treated, and they'll never forget what it felt like to be in that locker room or on that court with other kids. And, you know, when you're not so much caught up on the wins and losses, you really have an opportunity to develop relationships with kids that last a lifetime. And to me, that's one of the most important things we can do as a coach, is develop a culture that kids want to come back. You know, we're very fortunate. We host a holiday tournament, and the amount of kids who come back to that tournament and want to come in the locker room or want to sit on the bench or they want to come to practice, that tells me we're doing something right. Doesn't mean that you win a state championship every year, but there's something inherent in what we're doing that makes kids really feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves. And, you know, I can go all Tampa Prep on you and tell you that's one of our things, is a higher purpose than self, but I truly believe our kids buy into that. And through that buying in, we do have an opportunity to maybe achieve things that talent-wise or on paper, we shouldn't. And I think it goes back to a lot of the different core values that you present to the coaches, is the ability to trust one another, to be able to trust the process. You know, I've had many kids who talent-wise were phenomenal, but they didn't trust their teammates at times. And that's when a team starts to break down. And when you can get a group of individuals that really buy in to the process, and I know I've used process a couple times, but and not skipping steps. You know, you can't skip steps. It's not a race, okay? It's not a sprint. It's a journey. And it's a journey that starts on, you know, in the weight room. It's a journey that starts in the classroom too. I mean, sports are just a continuation of what they do in the classroom. We expect our kids to work hard in the classroom. I, in turn, expect them to work hard when they come in the gym. You know, we've spoken about they should be a student from 8:50 to 3:30 and only a student from 8:50 to 3:30. But once I get them in the gym at 5 o'clock, hopefully that's their singular focus. And when I can get them on those days like that, a lot of special things can happen.
Coach Finlan, that is some valuable feedback. And Terrapins, make sure you join us on Monday as we have part two with Coach Finlan in our three-part series talking about excellence and success. Terrapins, go live above the line today. Go be Terps today so you can become Terps for life.